Hey, everybody, welcome to Backyard Space Opera Podcast. It's me, Kyle. I'm joined by Mr. Cody.
Hey, everybody.
Today, we're going to talk about our expansions of our Backyard Space Opera program and all the fun stuff that we've been working on for a very long time. And we're going to talk about it. And it's kind of weird because I've actually talked about it in lots of different places. And I was recently on Scott McMahon's Film Trooper podcast. So you can go check out his latest episode to hear me talk about stuff as well and explain it probably in more detail than we're actually going to get into tonight. So so there you go.
We're going to keep it simple.
Yes. So basically, we're going to talk about where we're going in the we've had our 2-year anniversary and where we want to go with Backyard Space Opera, and hopefully you'll be excited about it. And but yeah. So anything you want to say, Cody, before I delve into the details?
Well, I'm excited. It's certainly a shift. Well, I wouldn't say. Let me rephrase. It's in the same vein of what we were doing before, but I think now it's just more, I think it's more focused, it's a narrower field of vision. And if that makes any sense, it's not a negative thing.
I love how cryptic you're being. So, keep everybody in suspense.
Oh.
So I'll just lay it out. So basically, the big part of Backyard Space Opera, we started this a couple of years ago because we just love talking about sci-fi, fantasy, movie making, media creation. We love the idea of making it yourself, of sharing your stories, and trying to inspire other people to do it. And we wanted to document our journey in making our stuff that we've always wanted to do. Our successes, our failures, and all that, and to just meet interesting people and talk to them. And I think we've accomplished that in a lot of ways. And we've had amazing guests on. We've talked about people's awesome projects, and I've been, people who I wouldn't have known before have reached out to me and said, they find us helpful and to them. And that was my main goal, is to really give back in a way, because, that's what I do for a living. I'm a therapist and I like helping people, and I was an educator and I want to instruct people. And you're an educator and you're a vet tech and you want to help people. And, we're in the same kind of vein. And basically, talking to Scott McMahon, I work with him a lot. We go again to hear his podcast. You can hear the details of this, but I'm going to skip over that part. He helped me see that, Backyard Space Opera could be something more than just a kind of hobby outlet and a way for me to do this kind of thing. And I was keeping it very separate for a long time from my work. And he brought up the idea of, what if you merge the two and you actually did a training program, or you officially try to help people get their stuff out there in a more direct, hands-on kind of way? And that's what I've been really building toward. And the big announcement came because just the last week I took possession of an office that will be our base of operations for the Backyard Space Opera training program, the one-on-one tutoring program for anybody who wants to learn how to develop their own micro-budget sci-fi, fantasy, special effects, movies, writing, art, whatever it is they want to do. I want to help you do it. And I'm especially trying to market this program to people who need that extra help beyond just the skill set of what it is, but also maybe time management, or it's getting goals broken down to smaller pieces, or contacting other resources. People who need that kind of extra help, especially those who might be special needs, autism spectrum people, anybody like that. I want to have, I'm opening this program to anybody who wants help. I want to try to do my best to help them. And that's what this program is going to be all about. I feel like I've talked to Cody. What do you want to say about the overall vision?
Well, I just want to ask you some questions.
Go for it. Yeah.
When did, because this is your baby. This is your brainchild. This is your creation. I'm simply along for the ride. I've admitted that, and I'm quite good with that, because I have two kids to raise and they're a handful, and it's fun, and I enjoy doing this with you, and I enjoy helping you in any way possible. And this direction that you've taken, it is certainly in your milieu, to use the fancy terminology, but in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
Coming from special education and now being an MFT, and working with that population. So when did it, was it always kind of on the back burner in your mind that this is what you wanted to evolve Backyard Space Opera to? Or was it just kind of a flash of brilliance that came to you and you're like, yes, this is what, this is the direction now I want to take it. I want to put my own movie making projects kind of on the back burner for now. And if I have the extra time, the spare time, the inclination, I'm going to work on it. But for now, I want to help other people accomplish their dreams of making movies as a hobby or learning more and more about movie making.
You know, it's a good question. I think, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. When I made that decision, I tried to slowly build the infrastructure to do it. And, you know, I'm still building it. And there's other details we'll talk about of kind of the things that are not quite ready to go, but we hope they'll be soon. And, you know, as I did it, moved towards it, I decided, you know, probably like 6 months, I guess, or maybe even more than that, maybe like a year. It was a while because I knew I had to be set up in my business, my private practice, which I just started a year ago before I could really focus on it. So I've been trying to like find ways to do it in small ways. And I've done it and I've kind of beta tested it with different people I work with. And you know, like I said, very small scale kind of stuff. And I feel like now I've got things a lot more dialed in as far as how to make it bigger. Like Scott, when I talk about on his show, how he created this accountability program, which was basically you sign up and he was going to meet with you weekly to help you with your projects, which is how I met Scott. And I signed up for it and we were working together. But then he realized, and he talks about this on his show, that he didn't really calculate enough the infrastructure requirements to do that on a regular basis, because he needed like, you know, several hundred people to be in this program to make it really cost effective. And you can't do that because you don't have enough time to do that. So basically, I had to find a way to make this work to where I think I could get enough people. It was a balancing act. There was a lot of details to go into it. And then, like you said, I had to make the conscious decision. My projects, I want to do them and I want to keep going on them, but at the same time, they're not the most important thing to me anymore, or they never were, but it was just kind of like, that's why we started this. And the more I was given the opportunity to help other people and work with other people, not because I'm getting a job or getting paid, but because I can give back to them in some way that they find valuable, that was what really sparked me. And then that made sense because that's what I did as a teacher and as a therapist. So it's like, why am I fighting this? I should bring these things together. And I don't really know why I was fighting it for so long, because I guess I was just being very compartmentalized. Does that answer the question, I guess?
In a ways, yes. Because we talked about in the past kind of one way in which we wanted to kind of expand the model, if you will, of Backyard Space Opera, and then also your other project of Applied Heroics.
Yeah, so the Applied Heroics is kind of another one of those beta testing things that I'm still doing, and I'm still really happy with Applied Heroics because it's basically my blog for everything that doesn't fit inside Backyard Space Opera. Because I think Backyard Space Opera is more about inspirational and really skill-based and actually about creation of media. Applied Heroics is everything else of lessons to learn and how to help your life. And that's another podcast that I started, and I'm still tweaking it and trying to get it going. The same with the website, but that was another kind of piece of this that I had to figure out before I could really launch things forward, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you know, we talked about, you know, certain things that we wanted to do, kind of the, where do we want to take this? And I think that, you know, you going this route definitely expands much more upon that. And we've always been about, hey, if you want to do it, if you have an idea, if you want to accomplish something, or if you have, hey, I want to make a movie, do it. There's nothing stopping you, especially in today's age. There's nothing stopping you. If you want to write a book, do it. If you want to write a script, do it. And I think we've always been encouraging in that respect of like, hey, if you want to do it, go ahead. Nothing, you know, the only thing that's stopping you is you. And if it doesn't get made into a Hollywood blockbuster, who cares? You've already made your picture and you can say, hey, this is what I created. I'm proud of it, and other people will probably like it too. I think that this expansion of Backyard Space Opera really focuses in on that in trying to help motivate people and keep them accountable for accomplishing their dreams and their visions of either, you know, making a short film, making a feature length film, whatever.
That was, again, the thing that I loved hearing from people was getting emails from people saying like, hey, you know, I've been kind of on the fence about this, and, you know, listening to your show has really helped me move forward and really put things into motion. And I really felt so honored to be able to help people in that way. And, you know, that's, again, reason I do what I do for a living. But at the same time, you know, I wasn't really expecting it in this, you know, again, I was keeping things so separate. And so I really want to continue that, but now I want to be more hands-on and be more just like, let's just directly do it and help people in whatever way we can, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the other thing we talked about too, and I'm going to share this, that's not a program we're ready to go with yet, but we'll go ahead and throw it out there on the air that we are, as part of this expansion, developing essentially a micro publishing house that we're going to target people who want to get published but have a hard time navigating all the other aspects of publishing that aren't related to the actual writing. Because basically, in the publishing world today, you have self-publishing where you do everything yourself, and you have the big, huge publishers who really focus on publishing works that they know are going to sell, written by famous people, or, you know, they hedge their bets a lot. If you have a huge following online, you've self-published for a lot, you got a lot of following, they might, you know, pick you up. And then you have a lot of independent publishers, and they kind of will work with you in a way, but at the same time, they really expect you to do a lot of the work yourself. There's hybrid publishers who you pay them to do editing and to help you get things ready. And basically what we want to do is we want to go back and do a version of the old school publishing where if we find somebody who we like, we help them get through the end of their draft. We provide editorial, we provide proofreading, we publish it, and we share in whatever profits come. And that's kind of the model we want to go towards. And the big thing that's stopping us right now is we don't have a contract fully finished yet that has been checked by a lawyer and all that. So we're going to be doing a Kickstarter at some point to raise funds to get all of our business legal fees paid so that we can launch that piece. Did you want to talk about the publishing piece at all?
Well, I think just that, you know, we've been rolling it around a little bit and talking about it and deciding what we want to do, and definitely getting the law aspect figured out and the contractual details done and all that kind of stuff before we really get into it. So, but we talked about it and we were going to open it up to the Backyard Space Opera community and take submissions and see. And I think we're going to start small. We're going to pick one that we really like, that we both like and enjoy, and see the potential and go from there. And then we'll, you know, continue going.
Yeah. And we're looking at doing this, not again, because we're trying to make a ton of money, but it's more about trying to help people move forward with their projects in a way that's a little more hands-on. And so this is another piece of that, as opposed to, you know, maybe we'll branch into one day, but the other model that, you know, Scott and I talked about in his show was you just basically as a micro publisher, you get as many authors as you can, and you want to have you want to stack the deck in your favor by you being the publisher with tons of titles. And if one of them sticks to the wall, then that's the one you build your profits from. Everything else is just kind of, you know, you don't do one at a time. You do a lot at a time. But we're not doing that because the goal is not to make a lot of money. The goal is to really help people put their stories out there.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah. So if you go to our website now, it's been redone. It's not completely where it's going to be, but it's, I think, pretty nice. We're going to be putting up another page soon that shows the office and what it looks like and how to sign up for doing classes and doing one-on-one sessions with me. And then also we're going to be doing regular workshops and classes for anybody. A lot of them are going to be free. Of course, this is for people who live in the Orange County area. We are going to be doing some online stuff. And, you know, this, again, is not meant to necessarily be a training course like Stan Winston School. You know, Eric Lidoff talked about Stan Winston School and how great that is. And I really encourage everybody who wants to learn those just the technical pieces of it. Stan Winston is probably your best bet. What we're doing is more merging the Stan Winston kind of stuff with the micro budget, with the executive functioning, I call it, of all the other pieces that go into actually getting these things done and getting them out there and promoting yourself. Not that I'm the supermaster of it, but I think, you know, there's a special way to help people with some of the blocks that come up, especially from the emotional side of things, that I'm good at helping people with that. So does that make sense, Cody? I need you to kind of validate that I'm not talking gibberish. Or tell me if I am so I can restate it.
No. It you're making perfect sense right now. I think both of us are just really excited about the new direction that we're taking it in, and just the opportunity to help people. I think that's what it's really all about. When you came to me originally a couple of years ago with the idea of like, hey, I want to do a podcast. Like, okay, great. What do you want to do a podcast on? Like, oh, well, let's do it on, you know, sci-fi films and filmmaking and special effects and making our own movies. Great. Awesome. And in just 2 short years, we've reached out to a lot of people, met a lot of great people, and just being able to kind of pay it forward, I guess.
It's what it's all about. And, you know, so basically, what does it mean for the show going forward? Well, you know, we're not really going to change the show format a whole lot. We're going to be talking, I think, we're going to stick to our ideas of reviewing other people's microbiota stuff, about trying to be inspirational, about trying to learn from others and special effects wise, and trying to what we can apply to our own filmmaking and our own media creation. So there's not going to be a whole lot of change to the show per se, except, you know, we're just trying to, instead of use the show as a way to show our progress and our projects, it's more about you all, the listeners, and what you're doing, and hopefully sharing what everybody else's progress is too, and not just focusing on us. Because you know, we almost had to do that too at the beginning because we didn't have anybody else's progress. We only had ours. So I guess that made sense at the time.
Yeah. And I think when we started, you know, we just wanted to kind of be informative and help people that way by providing information and, you know, tips and tricks and things like that. And what have we learned, you know, in our filmmaking process, and opened the door to others and been like, hey, what have you learned from your filmmaking process? And the chance to talk to independent filmmakers and writers and special effects people has been fantastic. It's just another way that we're expanding the minds of those that wish to make their own films. And I think that making our movie is important, but not as important as helping those that want to get things done.
And, you know, hearing you talk about that, it makes me think of, you know, originally we wanted to focus on specific skills and techniques, and, you know, I still do in a lot of ways, but what was interesting hearing feedback from people was they were really resonating not only with the specific kind of techniques and stuff, but also with the encouragement to have people say, you know, just keep going, you can do it. And I truly believe that. And I think that's the thing that we can offer to people too, that maybe they're not necessarily hearing all the time from other shows and things. And so that's the thing I'm kind of doubling down on as well, is let's keep with the skill focus and helping you learn what you need to learn. But once you learn it, it's about applying it. You can't just have the knowledge and the skills. You have to actually do it. And that sounds easy, but as we've talked about many, many times, it can be very hard. And it takes a whole other set of skills sometimes to be able to manage the stuff that comes up to prevent you from actually just doing it.
That is true. And also, you know, the kind of being able to learn from our mistakes, as it were, because how many different materials have you worked with in creating special effects? And then you know, it turns out what really works is, you know, some cardboard and some little special effects materials and some paint.
It really is true. It's amazing. That's what I've loved too, is just talking about how it's about learning. It's about experimenting. And I hope I've shared with people that messing up and failing, and you have to just sometimes abandon certain things. It's just not going to work, or it's just not, it's not productive to, you know, you have to cut your losses kind of thing. And it's just the way things are sometimes, but then that's how you grow, and that's okay. And you don't have to beat yourself up about it. And it's just, you pick things back up, pick things up that you put down, put them down again, pick something else up if you need to, and just move forward in a way that you want to. And if you have a specific goal in mind, then, you know, driving toward that goal, and everybody's different. And I think that's the important thing to talk about as well with people, is like, okay, what is the goal you have? Is it to get this one thing done? Is it to have a career in this? Is it to just learn new things and share your stories? You know, I think that's also a part of what I do with people that is sometimes hard to do on your own too. Cause like, yeah. Can we talk about your stuff for a minute if you want, like your goal?
My goal is to write a book.
Cause you know, we've talked about it before, but we had a recent conversation of some of the reasons you were having a hard time keeping going. And, you know, I'm encouraging you to break out of your current system and see if you can find a way to add to it and to readjust and all that stuff.
Yeah, I would consider it taking a step back from my current situation, because it turns out when I initially started doing it this way, I thought it would give me the motivation I would need to write. And it did for a little while, but now it's occupying my time with other things that are now, it's essentially taking up my writing time. So my free time is very limited. I'll say that. I have maybe, if I stretch it, maybe 3 hours a day.
Which is a good amount of time, but I think too, I would interject that it sounds like some things, it worked for you for a while, and now there's aspects of it that aren't working, and that's okay, because you don't, a system and a process doesn't have to be the same always. You have to adjust it take week by week. You know, I work with a lot of my clients and they say like, okay, this is the way I'm going to do it from now on. Well, it's not really about that. It's about, let's do it this week, see how it goes. And if it works for this week, try it again next week, but then it might not work next week. Well, then maybe, you know, you don't have to, it's not an all or nothing thing. You can go up and down with different systems, and you can try things out and put things down, and that's okay. And I think that's the situation you find yourself in.
Yeah, it is just, I've kind of, I don't know. I had an easier time explaining it to you, but I feel it's hard to explain to our listeners. But just saying that, just reiterating what you said, in that it was something that was working for me, and I was able to do certain, to get to a certain point. But then once I got to that certain point, it started to fall off. And then the time that I was trying to use for writing was now being used for other things.
And I think, like, for your, to give an example of people, like in your situation, you have, you know, what is the goal? If the goal is to finish the book and you notice that you're not moving toward that goal, well, then the system needs changing, or something needs to change. But if your goal was to just have fun and explore the writing process and to practice writing, then maybe you are accomplishing it, because you're saying that the actually finishing it is not as important as this other thing. But I'm hearing you say the goal is to finish, and therefore the realignment is probably necessary.
Exactly.
So like for me, you know, with some of my projects, you know, with our movies we're working on, yeah, I want to finish them, but I'm not like, that's not really the biggest goal for me. The biggest goal is to learn and to experiment and to share. And that's what I had to accept, that I don't really need to finish right away. I can finish, if it takes 1 year, it takes 2 weeks, it takes 10 years. That's okay, because for me, as long as the process is instructing to me and it's something I can share with other people, then that's what I want to do. And maybe my goal will change, I don't know. But right now, that's going to be my guiding force.
Yeah, I think as we set off on this new journey or this new avenue of Backyard Space Opera, we have to see, you know, we have to see what works and what doesn't and what happens. And I'm hoping that it branches out and people sign up and be a part of the program and continue on and say, yes, this is what I want to do. And then we can help them accomplish that.
So, to wrap things up again, this program is really just launching for people in Orange County who can come to the office and participate. We're going to have workshops in Orange County. We may have something in and around LA. We're going to be at conventions, of course, Southern California and whatnot. I am open to working with people through the internet. There's actually some weird rules about my license and stuff. So basically I'd have to only work with people who are in California officially. However, unofficially, if you'd like just a casual kind of help with anything, you can always email us and we can talk to you, give you, point you to resources. I do this fairly frequently. I get emails from people and I point them to resources that might be helpful. So please keep that going. Email info@backyardspaceopera.com. There was a form on the website to do that. It's not up right now, but it will be back as we finish the new website up. But just email info@backyardspaceopera.com. Facebook too will be hopefully updated as well, because I'm terrible at that and I'm still working on how best to deal with the Facebook thing.
Yes, Facebook is fun. But, we're kind of in the beginning processes of getting everything updated and switched over. And so bear with us as we put the final finishing touches on everything. Yeah, looking forward to this next chapter in Backyard Space Opera.
So keep coming back to us every week to hear about our journey and to hear us talk about all the stuff in regards to making your own sci-fi and fantasy content. We're going to keep pushing towards getting more and more great guests on the show. And again, give us a line if you have any thoughts or ideas. info@backyardspaceopera.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next time.
See you next time, everybody.